This episode of A Week Late was brought to you by Rookies Sports Bar and Grill.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious...
Welcome, everybody, to the world-renowned, the world-famous Week Late Podcast. Another episode is on the horizon. Happy Labor Day. We're recording this on Labor Day. I am with returning friend and co-host, Ryan.
Hey, everybody.
Thank you for being here.
No problem.
We're recording this on the way to the theater. This was kind of like a last-minute thing. I want to thank you for pulling me away from my friends and family on a holiday.
Yeah, sure.
to go watch a movie for a podcast that's making neither of us any money at this point.
You said they came over yesterday.
Yeah, they did. I get to see them all the time. It's not like a special thing.
Podcasts are more labor of love for almost anybody anyway.
I like the play on words. Labor of love.
Yeah, 90% of people who do podcasts, they don't get paid.
That's very true.
Yeah.
The 10% is where I want to be right now.
Yeah.
The Mark Marins, the Nerdists, the...
I want to be a 10%er.
I want to be a 1%er, but we'll work with 10. We're going back to original format. I'm sure by the sound of it already, you can tell that we decided to record this in an Abrams tank, as Ryan said before I hit record. We are in a mobile recording studio. The old school fans will know it as an MRS. This is an MRST, Home Recording Studio Tank.
Yes.
And we're on our way to the theater right now. For this episode, we're going to be watching Expendables Trace, the third installment. I think this is the first trilogy that's played out through the entire course of my podcast.
Oh, nice.
I've reviewed the first two with my brother.
Yeah.
And the third one I'm reviewing with you. For the new listeners, welcome. Go back and check out... Expendables 1 and 2 episodes. You could probably get through those in about an hour and a half. For the returning listeners, welcome back. This is a podcast in which I review movies fashionably late for multiple reasons. We're mostly broke all the time, and I'm just too lazy to make it out to the theaters day of unless it's a really huge movie for me. That whole trilogy thing, though, probably not true if you count the Avengers movies, though. I mean... They're really sequels of each other, but they're not really trilogies.
Right.
Except for Iron Man, you know, the Iron Man series so far.
Yeah.
Anyway. Also, spoilers are a big thing. I got tired of listening to podcasts that had people going and reviewing movies, like, even before they were ever available anywhere else and basically ruining movies in the podcast. So, for the new listeners, this is recorded in two parts. This first part where we don't really know anything going into the movie except for the obvious, it's Expendables. The lineup has tripled. There's like three times as many quote-unquote badasses in this movie as there are any other Expendables movies.
Yeah, I like the lineup.
Me too.
I feel that Harrison Ford isn't really an Expendable. He was an action hero, but he's not packed full of testosterone like the other guys.
Yeah, he's like the only natural Expendable.
And neither is Kelsey Grammer.
I don't even know why he's going to be in this movie, to be honest with you.
I think just because he's old.
They're just doing old badasses. Anybody who made it past 70 gets to be in this movie. But, I mean, you got Jet Li in there. He's still fairly young.
No, he's not.
No?
No.
He's not in his 50s. He's not in his 60s, though, is he?
Maybe not in the 60s, but Asians can fool you.
That's very true.
Because they don't age until about 86.
Is that what you think they're called, Asians?
No.
No? All right. So, I figured I'd try that one out. It's a complete failure.
They don't age till they're 86, and they wake up, and they're just all fucking saggy.
What did I think of for being, like, pristine, and then the next day they're, like, prune?
Yeah, they look gorgeous until they're just completely elderly.
And then, yeah, that's
so they
weird.
Can't fool you. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Jelly, I think, is still... He's creeping on 50, though, I think, but he still looks like he's...
He's got to be the youngest of all those badasses in this movie, though.
Yeah. Make the left.
Make the left, yeah.
And Kelsey Grammer, not not a badass. Not ever a badass.
Except for X-Men. He was the Beast. He kicked a lot of ass in that for like 2 minutes.
Yeah. But not really ever a badass. He was just kind of Frasier.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, he is coming out with a new TV show with Martin Lawrence, of all people.
Oh, yeah.
Called Partners. Yeah. I might start watching that. It kind of looks funny. I'm also a big fan of Martin, too, so...
He did this, I think he produced this show. I can't remember what it's called now. But it had, it had three African-American women. They were, like, sharing an apartment. But it seemed totally...
Living Single?
Yeah, Living Single. He produced that.
With Queen Latifah? No, that's a different one.
No.
I know what you're talking about. It was, like, early, like, before BET existed, a show they would put on BET.
Right.
He produced that show?
Yeah.
I don't believe that. I gotta look into that.
No, because I would think there was some point in my life, for some reason, I was watching the reruns of that, for some reason. And then the producer came on, and Kelsey Grammer, I'm like, holy shit, that's kind of...
Interesting.
Just kind of off-canter for him, you know?
Alright, well, that's weird. That's very strange. Ever since then, he's really only done Frasier, and now this new project with Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
He
does a lot of plays, and he did that show Boss on Showtime, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like 3 seasons or something.
But... Yeah, I think it did fairly well for a couple seasons, and then they kind of... You know what? I did want to go back and watch those.
Yeah.
I've been going back and watching a lot of shows recently. I finished a bunch of series, which opened up more personal time for me to go watch like more TV shows on Netflix and stuff like that. We can talk about that in the second portion.
Yeah.
Speaking of the second portion, that's when we'll be talking about spoilers. There will be a spoiler countdown on top of that. So for anybody that wants to go and watch the movie, they can do so. Pause it during the intermission that we'll be doing here in a little bit right before we get into the movie. And then the second portion, you can even listen up to the spoiler countdown. Pause it, go watch the movie, and then come back and listen to spoilers. But if you don't care, just listen to the whole thing through.
Just ride it through.
Hold on.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but look at this guy next to us. He's full Spring Hill, isn't he? He's got the Harley Davidson. He's probably 50.
Yeah.
Has a do-rag on his head, but he's riding the Harley in flip-flops and cut-off shorts.
Yep. No jacket. No helmet. Actually, he has a helmet, but it's on the back seat.
Yeah, you're right. He doesn't want to scratch the paint if he falls.
That is hilarious, but also terrifying at the same time, because if he gets into an accident, he's going to die.
He is full Spring Hill, though, correct?
He's full Spring Hill, riding a Harley and flip-flops. That's how we roll.
Right.
I don't have the balls. Maybe he's on his way to go watch Expendables.
He looks like one of those people that just looks dirty. Like, he might have just gotten out of the shower, maybe just the way his skin is aged.
Oh, man. Know? Yeah, but we have some class here in Spring Hill. That's just...
He's not one of them, though.
That's white trash. That's white trash Spring Hill class right there.
Yeah. All cities got the white trash, but there's that guy.
You know, well, you can't be that much white trash if you can own a Harley. You know what I mean?
You can't if it's your only vehicle. You probably could go out for about $5,000.
Can you really?
I think you used
one. Nah. Oh, used one maybe.
Anyway, what were you saying about the movie?
I totally forgot.
Yeah.
Well, let's go through. Who's coming back and who's new? Do you know if Chuck Norris is making a return?
I haven't heard if Sylvester Stallone's coming back for this one.
I know for a fact that he is. Which it was rumored that he wasn't going to be in any of them, but now he's...
How could he not have been in it?
Because, I don't know. It's like Ronald Reagan coming back to act after getting out of office, you know what I mean? No, may he rest
Schwarzenegger did it. Schwarzenegger did it.
That's what I'm saying. He's not... Yeah. None of those people are supposed to, you know?
Yeah.
So there's that. I mean, we got the obvious,
Terry Crews. Jet Li.
We got, Ronda Rousey's a new addition to this. She's an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
She is blowing up right now. I mean, she's been huge, but her career is just getting multiplied over the wins that she's been
taking and the endorsements that
she's been doing.
I don't know if it's, and bear with me when I say this, but I don't know if it's the MMA thing that turns me off from acting in a movie, or the tough woman
that's coming up
acting
here,
in a movie.
Right here. Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. It's not the first time,
Or maybe just both of those things sandwiched together.
She is though in her, I just had this conversation with somebody at Rookies the other day. Thanks for sponsoring, by the way. They,
great night at Rookies, by the way, the other day.
Yeah, it was fun.
Can we talk about that girl?
I think we're supposed to mention them in this podcast.
But the girl has no affiliation with the bar, but it was kind of funny, a thing that happened with the girl. Can we mention that or no?
Maybe in the second. Maybe in the second portion. Okay. We'll approve it during the movie.
We got some time anyway.
Do we?
Keep chatting.
Oh, shit.
What?
All right, we're still going. Sorry. Nice. All right, I've been doing this for years, and I don't know my own shit.
Put that out in post.
I'm not doing that. post is me uploading it. That's it. For anybody, okay. Well, what I was saying is that she wasn't the very first to do this. There is another girl that did MMA. She actually got her very first movie, like starring role above Antonio Banderas. It was I reviewed this movie in the first season of this podcast. Go back. I can't remember the name right now. But the MMA fighter, she was actually from St. Pete.
Are you talking about Haywire?
Haywire.
Yeah.
That's it. She started the trend of female fighters. But the trick with that is that you have to be pretty enough outside the ring.
Yeah.
And most of those girls are
just gorgeous. The girl in Haywire was gorgeous.
Yeah, she is. Very much so.
She was a crush on American Gladiator, so.
Yeah, she's hot. So is Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, she's all right.
But I like the idea of dating a chick that can kick the shit out of you. Mm. Maybe that's just me.
I don't know. I wouldn't do that.
No?
No.
But I'm a glutton for all sorts of things, I suppose.
Well, Ronda Rousey, she's hanging with all these guys that have, 20-inch pythons, In a real throwdown, she wouldn't even stand a chance.
That's not true, dude. That is so not true, man. Well, she could kick a lot of dudes' ass.
Well, hold on. Well, equal ability, man and woman fighting.
Yes.
Like, if you got them in the ring,
yes,
the men would take them all day.
Certain men would have a hard time beating Ronda Rousey. I guarantee you that.
I don't think so.
Guarantee you that.
Hold on. Do you remember that celebrity boxing match?
Yes.
You know where I'm going?
Yes.
With,
I never know where you're going, but I know what you're talking about.
The guy who had his mistress tried to kill his wife way back in the 90s. Big fat New York Italian guy. The name Bonaducci is coming out. I know that's not his name, but it's something similar to that.
Now, are you talking about a movie or this happened in real life?
No, this is happening in real life.
Oh,
and
shit.
And he got Amy Fisher, her husband.
Oh, yeah.
Buttafuoco.
Buttafuoco.
Right, yeah.
Joe Buttafuoco, yeah.
So they had a celebrity boxing match with Buttafuoco.
Oh, shit.
Fought a boxing match with, I think, China, one of the wrestlers.
Oh, wow.
And she's an athlete, and she trained, and so did he beat the shit out of her.
Did he? But there's also, that's boxing, though. She is a fucking fake wrestler.
Yeah, but you get Brock. Well, I'm not going to say Brock Lesnar because he sucked in MMA.
Yeah, he did. That's my point, exactly. But just because you train in WWE doesn't make you a great fighter. It makes you a fake wrestler. That's what that means. These are people multiple disciplines. That's why it's called mixed martial arts.
Well, no, she trained in WWE, but the fucking other guy, he was just a mechanic.
Right. Women. But he does that professionally. He's probably good at that already.
He didn't get paid for that. He didn't get paid for beating wives.
No, well, he got paid for beating the shit out of China.
Yeah, he did.
So that makes him a professional beater. Like, he beats women for money.
I guess so.
But that's my thing. People think that just because you train in WWE and you have a workout that gets you a cut-ass body like Brock, just that doesn't translate into power and skill.
No, I'm not even saying
brought it inside
I'm not even saying WWE, but if you get equal ability MMA fighters, man and a woman, I think the man will take them all day.
It's all about technique, and it's all about style, and when you get inside the ring, all you need is one mistake and one weakness for a female to capitalize off of that, and she will take you down.
So you're saying that she just goes in there with some cleavage? That's her upper hand?
Basically, if she flashes them and they get stunned, she knocks them out.
She just fights topless?
Yeah, that'd be great.
There's a website for that, I think.
So what are your expectations going into this movie?
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah?
It'll be super fun. The other two are awesome. And not Oscar winners, definitely.
Yeah, I was just about to say, for anybody that thinks that we're going to go in this movie and think it's going to be an Oscar winner, that it's going to change our lives, not why we go see these movies. I like to watch shit explode. I go watch movies that are like, you know, make me think and are thrillers and stuff that you have to think out before the movie ends. Like, you know, you either predicted it or you didn't, or that was a twist.
Yeah.
This isn't going to be one of those movies I'm going to be expecting like a huge epiphany to change my life forever.
Right.
I want to go see and barely understand what Stallone is saying and watch shit blow up. That's what I want to do.
And the fun thing is that they know that's what it's about when they make
these
movies.
Yes, absolutely.
They know they're just fucking around and having fun.
They don't want to take it seriously. Yeah. If there aren't at least two get the fuck out of here moments, I'm not going to give this movie like above a 7.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see...
I think this one's going to be real good.
When I say it out loud, get the fuck out of here. I'm looking for two of those.
Yeah.
I'm looking for two of those this time. I got... I'm not going to say high expectations. You go into these movies, you shut your brain off, you watch stuff explode, you come out, you turn your brain back on, and it's like...
It's a Fast and Furious syndrome. Well, I know you don't like those movies,
yes,
but...
Yes, those are way more terrible.
Or the Transformers movies that you love.
Those are the worst.
You turn your brain off, you go and have some fun.
Well, with Transformers, it's so bad that it's almost not having fun at all. Like, owe you fun coming out of the theater.
Yeah. Here's your fun.
You didn't have this much fun. Here's your fun back.
Here's your fun back. There's a slip and slide over by the ticket booth.
So, I think that puts it, the first portion here in the books. We got about 8 minutes before the previews start. If I can remember what the previews are, in the second portion, we'll talk about that. We'll get into some music reviews, maybe some video games, some TV stuff in the second portion.
What did you think about the first two? Did you like them?
The first two?
Yeah.
Expendables? I liked them, yeah. I mean, I saw from the trailer not to take these movies seriously.
Yeah.
There's nobody... I would be surprised if any of the main characters, which are all of them, got killed. Nobody dies in these movies.
Yeah.
It's like the old school A-Team where a van flips like 20 times and the bad guys just crawl out of the window.
Huge fan of the show when I was a kid, though, by the way.
Me too. I love that. The movie wasn't that bad either.
Yeah, I loved the movie, too.
The movie was good.
Yeah. But no, the one thing I was upset about, and which is a stupid reason to get upset about in the first Expendables, was they crashed his truck. That badass, flat black 55 Ford that Stallone was driving. Dolph Lundgren shot it up with his Uzi, and he never repaired it for the second one.
You know,
that was an awesome truck.
I often wonder, like, where they get all this money to do all this shit, because they're just, like, a bunch of, like, out-of-work ex-Army guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But who cares? That's the thing. Like, they're all mercenaries. They're obviously getting paid by some type of government. Some deal is going down, right?
You get one big-ass government job. You're getting a few million,
right? You're pretty good.
Black Ops government.
Basically, if you don't want to hear spoilers for the first two Expendables, pause it during the intermission, go listen to Expendables 1 and 2 review, or go watch the movies, and see if you become a fan. I mean, we're about to go hit up part 3, but to answer your question, in the first two Expendables, they are basically government contracts, but they're like Black Ops government contracts. Like, if you guys get caught, we don't know you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So... that does it for the very first portion. Sorry if the audio comes out bad. I won't know that until afterwards.
We had the AC on. It was hot.
We had the AC on, and we're in a tank. This makes a lot of noise.
What, you want us to get swamp ass before we're recording this thing?
No, I don't. No. I would rather waste your gas on your AC sitting in a parking lot and recording the show. All right, so go watch Expendables 3. We'll be back for part 2. Of whatever number this episode will be by the time
Hold on, why can't you ever remember the goddamn number?
It's not that I can't remember, it's that I don't know when they're going to get posted, so I don't know what order they're going in.
Alright.
Yeah. We'll
just say this episode, then.
That's not as funny.
I guess you're right.
So, this is the only time I'm going to be editing that out. I'm just kidding. Alright, so go check out Expendables 3. I believe it's 2 hours long. It has a shit ton of people in it. And we'll be back for part 2 of Expendables 3 later. Ladies and germs to... part two of Expendables 3 for the world-renowned, a week late podcast, world-famous, I should say. We just got done watching Expendables 3. I think we're going to get right into what we thought about it and our ratings. For the new listeners, the ratings for this show go from 0 to 11. 0 is a movie that's not worth the digital space it occupies. 11 being far more better than perfect. After we do the reviews, we're going to go into a spoiler countdown, and then since this movie is basically riddled with, I wouldn't say spoilers, but you can't really talk about anything in this movie without mentioning a spoiler. It had a bit of a twist to it, but I'll get into that in a little bit because it's a different twist than what we were kind of expecting. I was expecting anyway. Yeah. First of all, I want to mention the shit ton of actors that we forgot were in this movie.
Yeah, there were a ton. But there were a lot of young forgettables, too.
Yeah.
They're in a movie called The Forgettables.
The Deletables is what Mel Gibson called him.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a spoiler, is that the twist that I was just talking about, I guess I'll talk about it now.
But besides the MMA girl, the other new people were just forgettable.
Yeah.
I don't even know who the hell they were.
That's very true. Randy Couture is also like an old school MMA guy that was in this movie, and I believe they brought him in on the second one.
No, he was in the first.
Was he?
Yeah.
So the MMA trend is just being expandables in this one. Basically, that's what this group is. Like, we talked in the first portion about where do they get their money from and this and this and that. They are very kind of meta in this movie in telling you, we know it's been confusing, just bear with us and we'll answer all the questions in this movie.
Yeah.
They kind of said where the money comes from, where the agencies, who works for who, like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Which I thought was nice because what we just mentioned is like, okay, they're doing all these missions and who the fuck is providing them all this money and all this gear, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So a lot of questions were answered, which I thought was very satisfying. Before we get into the twist, though, Harrison Ford, we got Randy Couture, we got Ronda Rousey, we got Jet Li, barely.
Yeah. And Terry Crews, barely.
Terry Crews, barely. That's almost a spoiler, but not really just yet. Yeah, he was a plot line. He wasn't a character. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who else? We had Wesley Snipes. We had Kelsey Grammer, which you mentioned. I feel like the same guy that was introduced in the second one came back for this.
Who?
The elevator shaft guy.
No, he wasn't in the second one. No, none of those new guys were.
It's like we had like two wannabe Chris Hemsworth in this movie. I couldn't figure them out between the two of them. They were like you said, forgettable. They were so similar that they were forgettable. It is kind of a spoiler. Let's just get into the ratings because the whole plot line is a spoiler, basically, of what happens and how it happened. So, did this movie meet your expectations, and what rating do you give it?
I give it, I don't know, I honestly gotta give it about a 6.
Yeah, I was about to say, did you enjoy this one more than the previous, or no?
No, and I thought I would've.
I thought you were quite lackluster in your reactions during the movie. Like, when I was laughing, you had, like, zero emotion on your face.
Yeah, I don't know, I just... And it was a very numb movie, if that makes any sense. Just the whole going commando and playing with guns in weird parts of the world, you know?
So it's safe to say that you're done with this series?
Yeah, like, yeah, hopefully they won't make another one.
I don't think they should either.
Like, I don't know, just the
commando jungle setting. It's just so kind of...
It's played out.
Yeah,
extremely. During different parts of this movie, and this isn't a spoiler, I don't think. Hopefully it's not. I think I leaned over to you and I said, what, is this a fucking Rambo movie now?
Yeah.
At one point, fucking Stallone was by himself, and I'm like, this is the Expendables. We're supposed to be seeing 20 to 30 badasses on the screen at the same time killing each other.
Yeah.
And it's just...
You see,
again, I'm almost getting into spoilers because I don't want to mention that part of the plot line without doing it.
All right, we'll just go ahead and give a rating and get into spoilers because I want to say some shit.
All right, I think I'm going to give this like a 7.25. I was going to give it like a 7.5, but since you went so low, I figured I should maybe knock mine down a little bit too. It was very entertaining. I use loosely. I think that...
the opening scene was pretty tight.
It took less than 4 minutes to pop a shot off in this movie. Like, yeah. Within the first 5 minutes, there's explosions, there's weapons, there's... The body count in this movie is ridiculous. There's dead motherfuckers all over the place.
Yeah, there is.
7.25, that being said, I think Antonio Banderas' character was kind of like the Jar Jar Binks of this movie. That's not a spoiler.
Okay.
I'm just saying that.
Well, I want to talk about that, but I thought we were waiting on spoilers.
I will, but okay. I will say how he is a spoiler, but I didn't. Does that make sense?
Right.
I didn't think I was going to see him, first of all. And then when I did, he took on a completely different tone.
Yeah.
And his character changed, and I think he was like the Jar Jar Binks of this movie.
Yeah.
That being said...
I agree with that.
With everything that we're going to talk about for the new listeners, we're going to go ahead and stay quiet for about 6 seconds so I can do the only thing I usually do in post-production, and that's add the worst sound effect in podcast history, the spoiler countdown, for like 6 seconds. Let's do it. All right, so... I guess if you want to banter off the Antonio Banderas, we'll start from there.
Sorry. All
right. Cool.
The Antonio Banderas I thought was kind of a letdown. Honestly, let me just say, so the plot of the movie.
Yes.
Basically,
go ahead and start with that because it's
basically I don't know why
very important.
I don't even know why he did this, but he got rid of all the old farts. I'm just not saying they're old farts. So I'm just saying,
this is the twist I was talking about.
Yeah, you categorize them as it because it's very prevalent in the movie that they have took out the old guys and brought in the new guys, which are very forgettable.
That's the main thing I had a problem with this movie. It's like, wait a minute,
there wasn't even a reason for doing it.
Exactly, there wasn't.
Yeah,
and I leaned over to you and I was like, really, this is bullshit. Like this plot line, basically. Okay, so from the beginning, can I talk about the get the fuck out of here moments that I wanted to happen?
Yeah.
Because the very first one happens at the very beginning. This is a huge plot line.
Yeah.
Terry Crews, and another reason why I fucking hate movies like this, when they yell from one vehicle to another at each other.
Yeah.
That one guy's on a helicopter, the other guy's on a train. There's zero chance in fucking hell. Just because the laws of physics and science exist, there's zero chance that Stallone, his voice would carry over to Snipes on a train.
Right.
And be like, get in! You know what I mean? Like,
right.
He's not gonna fucking hear you! You know what I mean? I hate that. I hate when they do that shit. The second thing I hate is when they give electronics sounds.
Right.
Like bombs that are supposed to be covert and hidden, first of all, are on open pillars. And then the lights that blink make noises.
Yeah.
If you're trying to hide a bomb, the lights don't fucking make noise, okay? Just like when you're watching, like, CSI, and they're like, oh, you know, they have a surveillance video. And they're like, oh, zoom in on that face and clarify. It's like, everything's making noises and shit.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I fucking hate that shit. That's not real life. My laptop doesn't make that kind of noises. I know yours doesn't either, okay?
Right.
That's the first thing that pisses me off. Well, actually, that was two in one rant. But we have... The very first scene, first of all, where Wesley Snipes is introduced.
I liked him most out of the whole movie, I think.
He was kind of... First of all, he had three different accents through the entire movie. He had a southern accent, then the black guy accent, and then, like, the southern black guy accent. Like,
he had the southern accent.
He was the blackest ass Negro I've ever seen, first of all. Since we've seen him last in any movie, he got blacker. I don't know what this fucking guy does, but it's like...
When did he have a southern accent, though?
At the very beginning. At the very beginning, when they first busted him out, one of the first things, especially on the plane, at the very beginning, when he was talking about jingle, jingle, yeah. jingle, jangle. Every time he said that, he came out with a southern accent. Yeah. And I'm like, where the fuck did that come from? Like, you know what I mean? Like, jingle, jangle, baby, jingle. I'm like, jingle, jangle, where the fuck?
No,
like,
he was talking about the dog
I know tags. What he was talking about, but he always said it with a southern accent. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be like a black Negro, and the blackest Negro I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And... Dude, I swear to God, when he jumped off the plane at the beginning, the oil light went on. That's how black he was in this fucking movie.
Oh, jeez.
He's the blackest, like, the blackest dude I've ever seen. Terry Crews is black.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes is a black-ass motherfucker. I've never seen a blacker dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, almost about to say the N-word, but I'm not. I'm not gonna. Let's just put it at that. He's a black-ass Negro. That's the first thing I thought that he was gonna be, like, a... diamond in the rough as far as acting is concerned.
Yeah.
That only happened when Harrison Ford was on screen, and might I say that Mel Gibson's racist ass did actually a good job in this movie. Although...
Why you gotta call him a racist?
Because he is.
Oh, come on. We all say shit like that in private.
I say it in public, but not hateful. It's in jest. He says it meaning it. That's what makes you a racist.
He just got recorded saying wrong shit.
Sure. Don't do that in public. And if you're gonna do it, have a podcast and make fun of people. Don't mean it.
And then say it was unjust.
Exactly. I got myself covered. I know what the fuck's going on.
Are you done flapping your gums?
No, I'm not. I think Mel Gibson, though, besides him being a racist, I thought he did a great job in this movie. I didn't believe that he was stronger and like the ultimate badass in fighting, like, oh, we don't need these guns, let's just fight.
Yeah.
I don't believe that for a second, that he is the equal of Stallone. I don't believe that for a second. Yeah. Why they did that, I have no idea.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was better match in the second one when he fought Dolph Lundgren, right? That was his bad guy, and then he...
No, the second one was Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
I thought that was better.
Yeah, I mean, that was better. Yeah, and the fight was short at the end.
I'm done. You can go now.
But how they split up the teams was kind of weird.
That was bullshit.
You know, like I was saying before, they brought out the old guys, or they cut them off, and then he's like, oh, I need a new team. But there was no real reason about why he cut off the old guys.
Well, here is what I was getting at by mentioning Snipes, is the sort of the second introduction to a kickoff of the whole movie was Terry Crews.
Yeah.
By
the way, that could have all happened in one shot.
It could have.
The opening scene and Terry Crews bullshit. It could have.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's like 20 minutes of dialogue and bullshit that we didn't need.
Yeah.
Here's another reason why. Is because that was the first get the fuck out of here moments in the movie. Was the fact that this script has to be written so precisely that when Snipes is infiltrating the jihadi motherfuckers...
Yeah.
There's a truck passing just in time, and he's doing parkour and shit.
Yeah.
And then Antonio Banderas comes in, and he's the parkour guy. And then the fucking guy on the bike does parkour, too. Like, everybody's a fucking parkour master all of a sudden.
Right.
So, Wesley Snipes does his parkour and infiltrates the shit, which by the end of the movie, he never does parkour again. Just at the beginning.
Well, he still is a karate guy.
He's... Come on.
But he didn't really need to do parkour at the end.
Did you mention how many... times he said blade?
No.
Wesley Snipes said blade 6 times.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
In this movie.
I didn't even catch one.
In like the first 10 minutes of his dialogue. He said blade like 6 times. And I thought, how funny is that? They all had callbacks to the reason why they're a fucking movie star. Arnold said get in the chopper like 16 times.
Well, hold on. Wesley Snipes said that, and Dolph Lundgren asked him why he got locked up. He said tax evasion.
Did he say that?
Yeah, in the very
beginning. That's right. That was funny. And then they made a joke about that shit, in real life.
But they gave some reason about some bullshit being locked up. But anyway.
Right.
And then Kelsey Grammer said he had 2 ex-wives and 3 kids that don't call him anymore. And that's kind of very similar to his real life.
Yeah, and also his Frasier character.
Yeah.
That's really funny. I picked up on a lot of that, too. Like, Jet Li, they called him short.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He had maybe four lines, which we could barely understand.
And he looks very similar to Short Round from Indiana Jones.
That's actually really funny because
Jet Li
was his lackey, basically Harrison Ford's lackey.
Yeah, you're
in this
right.
Movie, right?
Yeah, you're right.
That's hilarious. Probably drawing a bunch of parallels that don't exist. But
you can't get me off
track. No. Here's the thing, though. I'm not getting off track.
You're getting me off track because I'm trying to say something about the team.
Say something about the team, okay. And then I'll keep going with my Terry Crews bit. We're still at the very beginning scene. That's what I'm saying.
All right, so
I'm trying to break it down.
All right, so again, they kick out the old guys. Mm-hmm. They bring in the new guys.
But see, I'm trying to get us caught up to that.
Hold on. And they get it, bring in the new guys. All of these people in there have duplicate parts, right? So Wesley Snipes and Lloyd Christmas. Dumb and Dumber. You know, they're
Lloyd Christmas.
He's Lee Christmas in this.
That's hilarious. I totally forgot.
But they're both the blade guys, both the knife guys. You don't need two knife guys. Again with the parkour. Mm-hmm. You got three parkour guys.
Yep. Don't need that.
They always have the token girl in there. Last time they had a girl that they kind of just picked up in the random country they were in.
Yep.
That's when they had her. I don't know if they had a girl in the first one.
They did not, I don't think.
But, so they had a shitload of dudes.
Yep.
But the story kind of falls apart with how they all kind of come together. Mm-hmm. You know, especially Antonio Banderas' company.
Yeah.
Or
how he faked the resume.
Yeah.
You don't think a resume would have pictures of this motherfucker? Of course they're going to see what you look like.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. So anyway, so he was kind of a joke, but he just didn't even look like an action star. Like, he didn't have, like, any muscles. He had just noodle arms, and he's kind of just jumping around.
He was just a fucking random Puerto Rican parkour guy. That's all he... I mean, he's probably not even Puerto Rican. I wouldn't even give him that much credit. Wow.
Credit?
Yeah. I don't know. Detriment is... I'm part Puerto Rican.
You are a racist. You are a racist. Now listen. So if they have all these fucking duplicate parts of people in this humongous team.
Yeah.
It's literally
30 Expendables at this point.
So the whole point of getting this guy was like, he's got the army on payroll in this weird country. He's going to fuck shit up. He's got so much security. You know, Mel Gibson.
And they were all the worst at everything.
Well, hold on.
Right?
And
security was completely impenetrable.
Well, they were. So they get rid of the old team. They brought in the new team. So they only have five people at a time really working a shift, if you will. Okay?
Right? You broke it down to, like, semantics and, like, the army's budget. Yeah.
Okay? So he's got this massive, army. But Stallone's only got him and four other dudes.
Yeah, the whole thing is
at any given time. At any given time.
Yep.
Why not rewrite it so, hey, I got these old dudes. Let's bring in some fresh faces and Wesley
Snipes.
Let's
work at it at the same time.
And let's get all these fuckers together to beat this guy in one ultimate battle.
Nope, didn't happen.
No, it didn't. The fucking new guys got captured because they're noobs. The old fogies came in, and
the old fogies were
standing in front of the airplane like the three amigos with their hands on their hips.
Yes.
He's like, what the hell are you doing here?
Again, we'll not be able to understand you yelling outside of a fucking plane with a twin engine and two propellers yelling at four dudes standing on the tarmac. I can't hear what the fuck you're saying. They're like, get in here from the window of my huge plane. Really, dude? I don't believe that.
Those engines are as big as a Toyota Camry, and they're just, they would make so much fucking noise.
It's ridiculous.
He would get out of his window, and they just see him going.
Exactly.
Just moving his mouth.
Exactly. That's all it would be. And I fucking hate it when they do that in movies. It's like, come on, man.
Christmas would go to one of the other guys and goes, and you know what the fuck he's saying?
Could you read lips? Because
he's probably saying something about us standing in front of this plane.
with all of our skills, nobody can read lips here. Okay, so we're gonna just assume that the Hollywood special effects are gonna amplify his voice for us.
Nobody fucking stands like that. That's what I'm saying. Nobody stands four in a row side by side.
These are macho men who are all homophobic, and they're standing like queers. In front of this huge ass plane on a tarmac. Nobody stands like Peter Pan on a tarmac.
Did you catch when Mel Gibson went to the art museum when he bought that painting? He went up the stairs very gaily, I might add.
Yes, it was very gay.
And then two guys
followed... Gaily. I think that's the first time I heard it called gaily.
Two guys followed him, and then two guys followed them. Mm-hmm. They were all, like, in the shape of a nice, clean arrow. You know, Mel Gibson was in the middle, his two henchmen on the sides.
Interesting.
Further down the stairways, two other henchmen on the sides, even wider, like an arrow. And, you know, Mel Gibson is prancing up the stairs.
It was very strange.
But nobody walks like that. That's what I'm fucking saying.
Well, it was also very strange, the introduction of art into this movie.
Which didn't even have a point.
It didn't. He said the only thing that made sense to me is that art never gets x-rayed because it hurts the paint. Really?
Yeah.
That's how everybody would be transporting this shit if this was that easy.
Yeah.
We could all be terrorists and making millions of dollars inciting wars all over the world.
Yeah.
You kind of stepped it up a little bit, like you ramped it way fast, but I want to go back to the fucking first get the fuck out of here moment. Terry Crews.
When you and your friends walk around,
yeah.
Do you go, "Hey guys, get an arrow formation when we go into Target?"
Well, you have to understand this is a security team. There's probably...
They still wouldn't walk like that.
There's probably a reason as to why they
And Gibson wouldn't prance up the stairs.
First of all, he wouldn't be doing any of his own purchases.
You're right.
He would have somebody buy the shit as a ruse to transport weapons.
Yeah.
And why buy a $3 million piece when all you need is a $1,000 fake art piece that they won't scan? Okay. Why would you go through the trouble of actually spending the $3 million when all you need is a $1,000 replica?
Because they'd be more likely to scan the $1,000 anyway than as opposed to the $3 million painting.
All right, well, like, I'm going to edit that part out because that was an easy answer.
they go, hey, don't scan this. There's art in it. How much is it worth? $500?
Right.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm going to fucking scan it. Yeah. Oh, there's a fucking bomb in here. You dick.
You're caught. Here's what I'm talking about. Not only is the parkour shit, like, there's a truck that goes by with Wesley Snipes jumping on the roof at precisely the right moment to infiltrate this base. Then...
I have no problem with that, though.
Here's the problem I do have. Not only is that extremely lucky timing.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know that truck was passing by. They didn't know he was going to jump on the roof to parkour to another fucking building. They didn't know that. But you don't have a problem with that. Here's what you might have a problem with.
Maybe trucks are coming in all the time. You don't know.
Maybe. Let's say
it is a busy ass fishing port, so there's probably is. Anyway,
there are a lot of terrorists doing some fishing. I understand that, so they would have to like bring in trucks back.
It was a port. That's what I'm saying.
I get it. here's what I don't like. They have to ditch the first truck they get into. They do this whole warehouse scene and then transfer to a long bed truck.
In the car chase.
Yes. Terry Crews' character had no idea that they had a long bed coming into it, how is he going to just randomly jump onto a moving truck from the harbor in a boat and land safely on a long bed?
Yeah.
This is what I was asking for, though. I'm fine turning my brain off and doing that.
Yeah.
And I asked for these, you know, get the fuck out of here moments. And I got three of them.
Yeah.
Did I believe them? Absolutely not. That's why they're get the fuck out of here moments.
Yeah.
Did they bring the movie down? Hell yeah.
When Terry Crews got shot, I don't know if you saw this, but it looked to me like he shot him in the ass.
In the ass.
Yeah,
in the ass. Thank you.
And when
last thing that cuts away is those crosshairs on Terry Crews's
ass. On his ass cheek. Yeah. And so in my mind, I'm not thinking he's shot him to kill him. I thought he shot him to fuck with him, just to embarrass him a little bit. I shot your guy in the ass.
And then he's out for the rest of the movie.
Yeah, but they flip him over, and they got the bandage on his chest. It went through his anus to his chest. That's a hell of a shot.
He took two shots.
He took one shot in the thigh.
He took a shot in the back and a shot in the ass.
No, he took a shot in the thigh, right here. Yeah, I did. I took a shot in the thigh, and he fell over.
I knew you were going to say something about this.
And he fell over, and he shot him in the ass. And then he rolled him over, and they put a bandage on his chest.
Here's the thing. The same way they cut away from the ass shot is the way they cut away from the thigh shot. He didn't shoot him in the thigh. He shot him in the chest, and then he shot him in the back of the leg.
Yes.
No, he didn't shoot him in because at the very end, if you realize, he has crutches.
Yeah.
Not because he shot in the ass, but because he got shot in the leg.
Yeah.
Okay, so that first shot came from the chest, and the second one that we thought was in his ass went in his leg. I figured that out easily. No, I've been drinking.
It was leg. I could have sworn it was leg first and ass second.
It was chest
you
first.
You spilled beer on your shirt.
I did. I've been doing that all day. chest first, ass presumably second. It was thigh.
That's your method with the ladies as well, right?
Absolutely.
Chest first.
I'm blasting them in the ass, and then it goes thigh for some reason.
That's brutal, man.
Yeah, chest first. All right, that took a weird turn. That being said, the second oh shit moment.
Yeah.
Which I didn't believe at all. See, the thing is like, get the fuck out of here moments for me are believable. That's what I should have said. In the first two Expendables movies, they were kind of believable. In this one, it's like, just get the fuck out of here. Like, period. Not even in a good way. Mm. The motorcycle, driving up the fucking, like, he did like a basically a 90 degree jump, grab a rebar.
Yeah.
And then like swung in like fucking Batman to help Stallone.
Yeah.
I'm like, first of all, you didn't know that shit was there. Second of all, even the most skilled biker / parkour guy would have been able to pull that off in the first try. Like, you need practice to do that kind of a stunt.
Yeah.
And this guy was like, well, I'm just gonna... And how do you know, first of all, that is gonna go straight up to the floor that Stallone's on? You don't.
Yeah, you don't.
Bullshit. This movie was... I enjoyed it. It was fun. But the logic behind it is bullshit.
Well, we knew the logic was bad, but even
bad, but not bullshit.
I think the whole movie was just kind of like very lackluster.
They have a formula. They put it together.
And I think they even shit on their formula a little bit.
I think so too. For a lot of it, like you said, I agree wholeheartedly. After Terry Crews gets shot, which by the way, are you watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine? You should be. That show's fucking hilarious. Yeah,
is it the new season on?
Not yet. It's getting renewed because the first season already won Emmys.
Yeah, I already saw the first season.
That's fucking hilarious. Yeah. That show's great. If you guys aren't watching that, for the listeners, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, it's a comedy on Fox with Andy Samberg and Chelsea something, and Terry Crews, the Italian chick with the big nose, like me.
Yeah,
we have the same exact nose. Her name is Chelsea something. She's actually pretty funny. She's a weird kind of comedian. But yeah, good show. Go check that out. If you haven't seen it yet, I believe the episodes are available on Hulu. And they're coming out with the second season soon. They've already won a bunch of awards. Here's the thing, though. After Terry Crews gets shot, Stallone's character doesn't feel okay about letting his best friends die. This is the only reason that I got, which is why I gave it a little bit of a better score than you did.
Yeah.
He actually gave a reason why he broke up the original group of old-ass Expendables.
So then he's just an asshole and doesn't care if young people die.
Exactly. That's exactly it. That's exactly what I was going to say.
But then the young people...
He does not give a fuck, and then he goes back with the old people to save the people he doesn't give a fuck about. That's a huge plot hole.
Yeah, and then the young people fall in love with him at the end.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, we're all best friends.
And then Ronda Rousey's like, oh, if you were 30 years younger...
Yeah. Which he would have to be for it to be, like, not creepy, because you're sleeping with your fucking grandfather at that point.
Yeah, more power to the grandfather, though.
Jesus Christ. I don't know. I mean... For what it's worth, if you're like me and you're like ex-military or current military, go watch like what is that movie? Men of Valor, where they had actual like Marines and Navy SEALs like in the movie. That was a fucking great movie. Shout out to my friend Hector who was actually in that movie.
I think it's kind of a blowhard move. Not your shout out, but just the whole making a movie with real Marines.
I don't think so at all. I think it adds authenticity to it. It means that shit like this.
But the movies aren't authentic.
Right? No, I get it. You're right. It is kind of bullshit for me to compare Men of Valor to Expendables.
Let's remake Backdraft with real firefighters.
That would be great.
And
why is that a bad idea?
It's a bad idea.
Why?
Because they can't act.
Yeah, but Men of Valor, those guys could act. They didn't have to act because everything that they were going through, they've already experienced. The shit that they said was real. They didn't have to act.
Yeah, I don't know.
They went through it. You know what I mean? Backdraft with real firefighters versus bullshit actors is probably going to be fantastic. It's more of a documentary. It adds realism to it.
Let's remake The Office with real, just office schlubs.
That's not a bad idea either. That would probably work.
Yeah, they're all bad ideas. They're all terrible
ideas. You're throwing me bad ideas on purpose, and I'm like, let's make it into a show. Because that's the kind of shit that I would watch. No, you're right. I mean, let's first of all, you take a really good idea, and you're like, you dumb it down to where it's like just people sitting around in chairs. Just like you did with my fucking music idea from that whole Guardians of the Galaxy shit. Alright, so quit simplifying my fucking metaphors.
Let's make a movie about chair sitters with real chair sitters.
See, Adventures in Babysitting would be boring if you had real babysitters.
It's the same principle, though.
But you're dumbing it down. Firefighting is not babysitting. It's way more action than babysitting.
My friend said that, though.
What?
She's a babysitter, and she said it was all like firefighting.
Well, then she has she has badass kids, then, because if she's constantly fighting fires while babysitting, she's in the wrong business. I'm assuming it's a she.
It's sexist.
That being said...
So what else for this movie?
I want to talk about...
I honestly was yawning towards the end of it.
Yeah, we already established that it was a little bit too long, maybe by like 20 or 30 minutes.
And I was more concentrating on my gas in the theater than...
Jesus Christ, this motherfucker blew ass what he claimed is 15 times. I only smelled 3 of them, which is kudos on you for directing your farts in the opposite way.
I was aiming them at you.
Thanks. On purpose. These were the fucking worst. It was like death coming out of your asshole.
I was very proud.
And we were sitting, by the way, decent number of people in the theater for this movie being out so late, for so long, I should say. And I'm pretty sure that everybody above us, like, wreaked the havoc of your asshole during that movie. Yeah. Holy shit. The stench that came from your shorts was unbelievable. And
at one point, I looked back, and it was like Raiders of the Lost Ark when they opened the ark.
People's faces were just melting into just bone and skull.
Why is there so much screaming behind me?
It was the worst. I wasn't going to call you out on how shitty, literally how shitty your fart smell. But for God's sake, I was like, maybe you want to check your shorts?
It was a record day.
Good Lord.
That didn't happen all the time.
That being said, for a movie that had, I don't know if you know this or not, I was kind of upset at the fact that we had to pay to see this movie, because this movie was leaked a month before
online. Just let you in the movie? That doesn't matter.
No, we could have gone to my house and watched it for free.
Well, why'd you say that?
Because I didn't think you'd go for it.
Yeah, sure would.
Also, I don't condone stealing movies on this podcast. I've done various podcasts acquiring, in air quotes, movies a certain way. I never actually say that I download them illegally until just now. That was something I probably have to edit now. 33 minutes in, I will, 33:52, I will mark that. I've never talked about acquiring movies illegally. I've always done it on Netflix or Hulu. Every once in a while, I will record a show and say I've just acquired it. I don't say how. People can make their own assumptions.
You're going to have to edit this 5-minute block.
It doesn't. I'm not doing that at all. It's just going to go. Nobody in the FBI is sitting back listening to my podcast waiting for people to confess that they stole movies online. At least I hope not. That would be fucking sad of them. They can do that for podcasts that have 1,000 listens a week. I have 100. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm still enough under the radar. My friend, I was going to say his name. I'm not going to. Somebody I know.
Don't say it. Don't talk about it.
Acquired.
Oh, okay.
Expendables 3.
Never mind.
A month before it came out. Yeah. And it was DVD quality, Blu-ray quality. To be honest, though, I think that's something that studios do on purpose now.
Yeah.
To get people to see it before it comes out and have them sort of rate it. Mm-hmm. And then come out with something later that's a little bit better. Or at least for the people that really liked it, they would maybe go pay to see it on big screen or in 3D or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What else about this movie?
I
know I'm going to come up with something later in my head after we're done recording and be like, fuck, I should have talked about that.
I mean, I guess Stallone looks pretty good for his age. I think his face is kind of slowly melting off his body, though.
Yeah.
But I guess that happens to everybody, but I see his seems to be doing it very abnormally.
He also has a very weird hole in his neck.
Yeah.
Where his Adam's apple should
be. I caught that, yeah.
He's caught that too, right?
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's like a crevasse.
All those drugs are making holes in his neck.
Oh my god.
It's very strange.
Dolph Lundgren looks like shit too, man.
Almost everybody in this movie looked like shit.
And, I don't know about that, but Dolph Lundgren couldn't fucking work out before he got on this set. He had noodle arms too.
See, I didn't think that at all. I thought, well, all I have to compare to is me. Like, I'm a flabby bastard. One thing I do have to say about people that go to the movies, there was this obese gentleman that went to the bathroom early on in the movie.
The Stroom, you mean?
The Stroom. And I don't... The restroom. Nobody calls it a Stroom, first of all.
I started that, I told you.
All right, we'll start it.
Okay.
This guy went to the Stroom, I can only suppose.
Wait, this was during the movie? When was this?
This was during the movie, during the first 10 minutes.
I didn't even see that.
He was, like, obese.
Okay.
I've been having, some... I'm going to open myself up to you like I did with Robin Williams and hope I don't get made fun of on Facebook later.
Erectile issues?
No, why would you say that? No.
Sorry, I thought that's where you were
Not going. At all. I had nothing... No. Wasn't going there with that at all. That's a little strange. where was I going with that? What was I going to say?
Fat guy going to the restroom.
Ah, at least I'm not that fat. I've been having, body issues lately, and I've been losing weight.
Yeah.
And I'm like, thank you, God, if there is one, that I am not obese like this motherfucker.
Yeah, you look like you lost a little weight since last time I saw you.
Oh, thanks. 2 days ago.
Maybe, I was going to guess maybe, a quarter of a pound or something. You lost a quarter, half a pound?
Since the first time we did our first episode, I've lost, 12 pounds.
Nice.
Yeah.
I would have guessed 3.
So, well... Thanks. So, it's because I wear baggy clothes on purpose to hide my fat body. But this guy was obese, and I'm like, look, going into this movie, I feel great, because at least I don't look like that asshole. Yeah.
It's kind of a shitty way to look at things, but...
You know what? Right. If you constantly compare yourself to somebody worse, you're always going to feel better about yourself.
I'm ugly, but look at that ugly motherfucker.
Exactly. There you go. Problem solved. At least I'm not that guy.
I'm ugly, but look at Dolph Lundgren.
Exactly. His noodle arms.
No, I thought,
compared to me, Dolph Lundgren looks fucking great even at his age, is what I'm trying to say.
I'm saying every guy...
I hope that if I'm 90, I turn out to look that good.
Every guy except for Jet Li in this movie should look like Terry Crews, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
You know?
Not the Terry Crews in the hospital bed for an hour and a half.
Not a shot through the anus.
Right. Talk about a magic bullet. If you're right, anus through the ass into the chest. That's how it exited.
That's hardcore.
That's very hardcore. And
he's gonna need a lot more than crutches to fix that.
I think that he's so strong and powerful that he directed with his muscles where the bullet went.
Like the Air Force
through
around
his
body.
Butthole. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, and the muscles inside him too, he directed the bullet.
Oh, okay.
Just as it was traveling through him.
Just flexing a lot?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I believe that.
He recently did a viral video that's going on Facebook. It's fucking hilarious. He plays the drums with his muscles every time he flexes.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I see that.
All right, so would you recommend people go and watch this movie in theater, or is this
I say,
download. You gave it a 6.
I say download it legally.
Damn it. That's the first time somebody's actually recommended that. I'm going to let it fly. I can't.
That should be the new rating system, man. It should be...
Zero is downloaded illegally.
Zero. No, zero is... Zero
six is downloaded illegally.
No, hold on. Yeah, but zero would be just don't even bother.
Don't watch it, right.
Don't talk about it. Don't think about it. If you see pictures of it, close your eyes.
Absolutely.
That kind of movie.
Yep.
Maybe a kind of movie like that would be... from Justin to Kelly, the American Idol movie.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yes, that's a zero. That's a zero.
Yeah,
agreed.
I mentioned it. and I'm sorry.
You automatically just gave it a status of one.
Yeah.
By talking about it.
Yeah, if we had Q-tips, we'd clean our ears out.
Yep. I agree. There has to be a moment of establishment.
Yeah, maybe like a 5 or a 6 would be,
this
you
movie,
know,
clearly.
Like Expendables. But I don't know if this is a little too high for downloading illegally. Maybe that's a DVD rental. Maybe it's a Redbox rental and pay $1.
Okay. Yeah.
Redbox rental is $1.
Which is a 5.
Which is a 5.
5 is a Redbox rental. 6 is like downloaded illegally.
Well, you don't want to go through 11 choices. Let's just say like 4 to 7 is the Redbox.
The range. Right.
No, 4 to 6 is Redbox.
All right.
$1 rental.
Give them at least some money for their effort.
0 is just don't watch it, don't think about it.
Don't talk about it.
Ban it from the earth.
It's Fight Club.
What?
Not the movie, but don't talk about Fight Club. That's what I meant. Please don't. No angry emails.
Take all original copies, send them to the space station.
something like that, sure.
You know, a 1 to...
Throw them in the sun.
1 to a 3 would be, if you're really interested, we recommend you not even watch it, but if you're really interested in just seeing something... Download illegally.
This is very detailed for a scale that won't exist ever after this episode.
Yeah.
Unless we think about it later.
And, so what was it? 4 to 6?
7 to 10?
7 to 9.
Okay.
7 to 9 would be go see it in the theaters. Mm-hmm. At a matinee.
At a matinee.
Don't give them all your fucking money.
Give them some of it.
At a matinee.
Yeah.
10 to 11 would be go.
Also, it's okay if you let people sneak in because they don't have enough money to come in.
Yeah, it'd be okay. 10 to 11 will be a nice nighttime showing with your lady in the IMAX theater.
Yep. And 11D is like you want to bring everybody.
Yeah, but nobody's rich, so nobody will do that.
Right.
But I'm saying 10 to 11, a nice night date in the IMAX theater.
Sure.
You know?
I think...
Don't use coupons. Don't use coupons.
Use Groupons.
Right.
Groupons are acceptable. Coupons, nobody does that shit anymore.
Yeah.
All right. Now that we've established a new rating system that will never get used ever again, did you remember any of the trailers?
Yeah, the one with,
Fury.
Yeah, Fury's awesome.
Fury is a movie coming, we're done with that. We're done with Expendables.
Yeah, sure.
Talking about it, unless it comes up in conversation after this. We'll move on to, trailers, things that are coming up. We didn't see a trailer for, a movie that was mentioned before. If I remember, I will upload a picture I took with my camera phone. That was weak. And I did a Lucy podcast with my friend Nick. If you guys want to go back and watch Lucy and listen to that episode, it's a great episode. We mentioned a trailer for Annie, but with an almost entirely black cast. Mm-hmm. They recasted Annie. Historically, that's never a good idea. If you guys are familiar with what the Honeymooners TV show is, a black and white TV show with nothing but white people involved. The remake was nothing but black people, and it sucked ass. It made no money, and I'm pretty sure that I've been the first person on the internet to even talk about this movie. Mm-hmm. Nobody talks about the black Honeymooners.
The Bloody Mooners?
Bloody Mooners. Now we have Blanny, and it's the worst fucking idea ever. This.
Well, hold on. Not even recasting black or white or whatever. Just
I'm not trying to be racist. No, there are certain things that shouldn't be fucked with. Well, and the Honeymooners and Annie are...
Yeah, they shouldn't even remade Annie.
Why?
At all.
Why? Yeah. You don't do that shit. And if you do remake it, stick to the material. And I sound like an asshole because I'm just realizing that Nick Fury is black and he was an old white dude played by... David Hasselhoff back in the day before Marvel got their shit together. And that's the first black actor in place of a white actor that I actually accepted. Mm. I was mad at it, but I accepted it. This shit...
He's awesome as Nick Fury.
He is. He's amazing. That's why I didn't care. Samuel L. Jackson, you could put him, you know, you can cast him as the new fucking voice for Alf, and I would watch it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It would be fucking, you know, Alf would have a lot of... The F in Alf would be for fuck.
Yeah.
Because he would just go, like...
Alien life fuck.
Alien life fuck. My point being, I'm not being a racist. Like, I'm all for black actors making it, but the context in which... And I can't believe I'm getting this angry about a fucking musical, but the context behind Annie is white folks, rich white folks, That's it.
Yeah.
To change the title actor to a black dude completely shifts the original message of the entire musical and the political and social commentary that that would have.
Yeah.
And now you have a black guy, again, not racist.
Sure.
Just saying the socio-political commentary is gone once you cast a black Daddy Warbucks. It doesn't mean anything anymore. The whole political and socio-economical reason why this musical was made is stolen just by you doing that.
Right. I guess they tried to do that with, you know, in the original with the rich white guy and, like, the poor Irish immigrant Aunt Annie. You know?
Right? But Annie, right? Annie's also black, though.
No, I know, in this one.
In this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
No, yeah, you're absolutely correct.
In the old
absolutely,
one, you know?
Absolutely, yes. You're agreeing with me. I agree. Yeah, I agree with you.
So yeah, it does seem kind of weird to have
it's
the
very
same
strange
culture kind of being on both sides of the
right
spectrum.
But she was supposed to be, like, an immigrant orphan, Annie.
Yeah, yeah.
And this Daddy Warbucks, who was completely... He just basically wanted her as...
Sexually?
No, not that.
Oh,
this Annie's not about pedophilia. It's about
maybe I saw the wrong movie.
Yeah, wrong movie. Wrong Annie. Annie Triple X parody.
I saw Whammy.
You saw Whammy. Yeah. Yeah. It's just. It's not.
Yeah, it seems like to negate anything.
Yeah. It just
being two of the same.
Yeah,
culture.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I hear you.
So anyway, I'm going to move beyond that because we didn't even see the preview. I just had to get that out there. But the display, the movie display, has buttons that you can push next to each character that play a 30-second spot of the song that they're going to sing in the movie. And one of them was Hard Knock Life.
What are you talking about?
On the display inside the theater, you push a button next to the character and it sings a song. It plays a song, a 30-second snippet of the song that they're going to be singing in the movie.
Where were those buttons at?
Remember I was taking a picture of it?
Oh, okay.
At the came out of the stroom.
Yeah, yeah.
I was taking a picture. Yeah. There's a button next to Jamie Foxx that plays a certain song. Cameron Diaz is in this movie for some fucking stupid reason.
Well, she's the evil white lady.
No, there's another evil white lady, Anne Hathaway.
Oh.
There's two evil white ladies. I think it's Anne Hathaway. If it's not, it should be, even though who cares about her? You push a button on the display next to these characters, and the one next to Blanny was Hard Knock Life. Mm-hmm. I didn't push it because I expected to hear Jay-Z's version of Hard Knock Life when I hit that button. I don't want to do that shit.
Well, you can't complain about it if you didn't even listen to it.
I'm complaining about it because I guarantee you if we walk back in there and push that button, it's going to be Jay-Z's version of Hard Knock Life
but
on that fucking movie.
But you don't know.
I don't know. I don't want to know.
Why didn't you press it?
I don't
want to
know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I would rather entertain...
I'm too scared to know.
I would rather entertain the idea that Jay-Z is going to come out of that fucking box than to actually hear it for myself.
Like his fucking disaster he made with... fucking shit. The Leonardo DiCaprio New Orleans crime drama. Great Gatsby.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, my God.
It was riddled with Jay-Z shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did the fucking soundtrack. I don't want to see that movie.
Well, no, the movie looked great, and it was like... It was really well done. Mm-hmm. Except for the fucking soundtrack, man. They're
it was
driving
all hip-hop.
They're driving across the Brooklyn Bridge, and there's playing H to the Izzo.
Seriously?
To the Izzo.
That's exactly why I didn't
dancing,
go watch that movie.
And it's a fucking 1920s movie
that's
playing
exactly
Jay-Z
why I didn't
bullshit.
Go see that movie. I did not. I don't
Do
wanna...
not see it. Like, halfway through, my wife was watching it halfway through. I was like, I gotta fucking get up.
Yeah. I don't even smoke cigarettes, and I want a cigarette right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta go watch something with white
That's my point it. Exactly. I don't understand. I'm all for equality and shit like that. Keep your fucking Negro music out of my classic 1920s film. I don't want to hear that shit.
That sounded pretty harsh.
Unless it's jazz.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that shit. That shit did
Keep
not...
Keep that black music out of my movie!
Get off my lawn, you fucking Nagras! I don't want to hear that shit, dude. Maybe I am a racist.
It didn't make sense at all.
It doesn't. That's my point.
Yeah.
If it doesn't make any fucking sense to have 2012 songs in my 1920s...
Right.
What they actually call those period pieces. There's a reason why they're called period pieces. Your music wasn't in that period. Get that shit out of here.
Right. It's not necessarily black music or white music.
I don't care
Hold
if
on,
it was rock.
they're driving across the Brooklyn Bridge.
I don't want to hear Green Day.
It would be very weird if they had, like, didgeridoos playing.
Absolutely.
Or, like, the fuckers from Ricola cough drops, those fucking long-ass horns. But they're still dancing around in the deuce
scoop.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, you know?
I'm agreeing with you. I don't want Green Day, which is 1990s
music. Or bagpipes. It'd be weird if they were dancing around the
right.
bagpipes.
It doesn't belong there. I get...
Get your fucking white bagpipes out of our movie.
Thank you for not making me sound racist.
I had to even it out.
You had to even it out. I agree with you 100%. It's not that I'm being racist. It's that I don't want Jay-Z in a 20s period piece.
Yeah.
It doesn't fucking belong there. Yeah. Also, I don't know if Great Gatsby was in the 20s. I think it was 40s.
No, 40s and 50s. I thought it was 20s. Yeah.
The Roaring 20s.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, good for me for remembering some shit I read in the 90s.
There you go.
I actually heard that there was... an alternate version of that movie without Jay-Z's music in it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm really interested to see if somebody, like, put that together, or if we can...
I think that movie...
legally download it somehow.
I think that movie really would have been off the chain if it had just normal jazz music in it.
It would have been great. Yeah. That Jay-Z composed.
No.
You can still make Jay-Z compose some fucking jazz
music. Don't fucking make him compose jazz music. Don't fucking start that shit.
Now you're being racist.
B.B. King, he's still alive. Get him to do some
shit. He's not, is he?
I think so.
He's not still alive. B.B. King died a while ago, dude.
Maybe I'm wrong.
That's a true story. What else? We still haven't talked about any previews, have we?
Fury. The one with Liam Neeson.
Well, we actually didn't talk about Fury at all. I just mentioned it. It has Brad Pitt in it, Shia LaBeouf, dude from... this is great. I'm being so specific. Dude from Walking Dead is in it.
Yeah.
He's actually not in any of the current seasons. The guy I'm talking about died in the second or third season of Walking Dead.
Second.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
And he was also in a show by same producer on TNT about mobsters. That was a really good miniseries if you haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. I mentioned it briefly a couple episodes ago. Well, by couple I mean probably about 6 or 7 months ago. It was a miniseries. Ken Burns was in it, and the same guy from Fury was in it. I think that Fury movie is going to be great. It's basically based on a true story, but it's like the American version of 300, where it was like six dudes in a tank, that were up against 300 reinforcements in, I think it's a World War II movie, maybe World War One. World War II movie. So I'm really interested to see that. I'm not a huge fan of Brad Pitt ever since World War Z. I thought that was a fucking horrible movie. I haven't really been a big fan of his since the 90s, to be honest with you. He hasn't really done anything that stood out to me as, like, a fucking pièce de résistance.
Yeah, he's all right with me.
He's all right. I'm not, you know, I'm hating on him because he's now married to a boobless Angelina Jolie.
Jesus.
Too harsh?
It is a little bit.
Sorry about that.
She had fucking cancer, man.
She did not. It was preemptive.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you very much. So now I'm not that much of a jerk, am I? Don't cut your boobs off until you know you have cancer.
Yeah.
Can I mention that? As a man that loves boobs, don't preemptively do that. Unless,
Brad,
you know...
Brad Pitt be like, well, you know...
I'm kind of married you because of your tits. Now they're gone, so there's that.
You know,
And how?
I know you want to prevent cancer, but what about TFing? What about that?
I don't know what that is. What's TFing?
Titty fucking.
Oh. So you're insinuating that his penis would cause cancer to her. No?
So anyway, Fury... Fury looks pretty badass in the show. The whole preview, though...
I can't answer that question.
The whole preview was, you know, Brad Pitt going, I've killed motherfuckers in Germany, I've killed motherfuckers in Africa... I kill motherfuckers all day, make $1.35 a day, best job I've ever had. And then fucking Shia LaBeouf is there with, like, tears in his eyes, like...
You don't know what a man's gonna do with another man, right?
You don't know what a man can do with another man.
Yeah.
It's like...
I hear that that's his only line in the entire movie, but I don't have anything against Shia LaBeouf except Transformers. All three of them.
Well...
You fucking sucked. You were the worst.
He did some weird shit, though, I think, lately, publicly.
Well, you know what? That's all... They're actors. That's all fucking acting. They're just doing that for publicity for his next movie. I was studying for a role, he'll say, after that movie comes out. That's why I went crazy. Yeah. He's been a Disney kid for a while.
Yeah.
Disney kids often have mental issues.
Yeah.
Even if he's faking it, he can blame it on that.
Yeah.
What else did we see for previews?
The Liam Neeson one.
Yeah.
The Tombstones. That was good.
Glad you remember the title, because when I first saw that trailer, I mentioned to you that I thought it was like Taken 3. And I'm like, whoa, they're doing a really weird twist on this.
Yeah.
And then I realized by the end, it wasn't that at all.
Yeah.
I really want to go see that movie. I think anything Liam Neeson does is great.
Yeah, he's good.
Liam's Neeson's. Do you watch, on Comedy Central, do you watch Key and Peele?
I don't have cable.
I will give you my Hulu account.
Actually, I have Hulu. I'll watch it.
Yeah. Watch Key and Peele, especially just the clips. If you don't want to watch the entire episode of their sketches,
yeah.
Look for the movie reviewers.
All right.
These are obviously black, what do you call them? Valet parkers.
Oh, so they're I have seen that.
So fucking funny. They always call them Liam's Neesons.
Nice.
And like Harrison's Fords. They add S's to the end of everything. The reason that's funny to me is because my uncle, real life uncle in New York, shout out if you're listening to this, Theo. He's not. He adds S's to the end of everything, and it's hilarious. Yeah. Like, I went to Walmart the other day. It's not called Walmart's, Uncle. Yeah. It's not called that. But he adds S's to a lot of things, and I think it's hilarious. They always, like, get super hyper about when they're talking about Liam Neeson's, and, like, they explode into confetti at the end of their shit, or they blow up in a glass, or they just explode. It's so funny.
Good shit.
Yeah, go watch that. What was the other trailers?
That's all I remember.
Kind of forgettable, right?
Yeah.
I do want to talk about one trailer that I saw in the last movie I went to. This new one with Matthew McConaughey going into space. Have you seen the trailer for this?
Yeah, that looks good.
I think it's called Universal?
Interstellar.
Interstellar. Thank you.
Yeah.
For anybody that's listening to this, by the way, I think I'm going to release this on Wednesday instead of waiting a full week.
Yeah, you should.
If that's okay.
I told you to do that last time, fucker.
Yeah, but I haven't done it in a while, fucker. So yeah. I didn't want to get people off the schedule. But anybody that's super into this podcast will automatically have it on their RSS. It doesn't matter when we release it. I wanted to give our last episode 2 weeks, fucker. Yeah. That's why I did that. Mm. I want to give it breathing room, for enough playtime, but... I do want to thank the new listeners that Ryan's got to listen. Again, Sue, Spike, Tommy, Lisa, Bobby, Billy,
Mark, Sally, and
Brian,
Sue.
Mark, Sally, and Sue. All you people, thank you very much for listening. We on the last episode, you got like fucking 30 listeners in 1 week. I think that's like a record.
Yeah,
I have 30 listeners on other episodes individually, but not in 1 week. That's kind of like blow through the roof for me. We got about 125 listeners a week all throughout the entire catalog, if you will, of episodes. If you guys want to reach out to us and maybe give us some comments, we are actually on iTunes. If you have something bad to say, give us 5 stars and then berate us. If you're a real asshole, give us 1 star or 0 stars and then berate us, but that won't help us out at all. You can hit us up on Twitter at A Week Late, on Facebook.com/A Week Late Podcast, and through email, fans.aweeklate@gmail.com. TV shows you've been watching? Any?
I haven't really been watching a lot of TV. I'm trying to sell in my house, so I've been working a lot on that.
I would say...
Oh, no, I have. I've been watching From Dusk Till Dawn, a series on Netflix.
Oh, that's very new. Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm, as you might know, or maybe the listeners know, I'm not a huge fan of Quentin Tarantino.
Why?
That's a whole other episode. You actually need to listen to my 5-part episode of Quentin Tarantino. We had 5 parts on why I don't like him. My friend was on the show, and he met Quentin Tarantino. Yeah. And actually beat Quentin Tarantino on TV in trivia for Quentin Tarantino.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I had him on the show. I enjoyed the episodes. It was like a one-time, like, five-hour conversation that I had, but I split it up into five different episodes because I thought it would be too long.
Yeah.
And he mentions how great he is, and I mentioned how terrible he is, and we talk about it for 5 hours. So go listen to that. You can go on aweeklate.com. There's a search button underneath, on the right-hand side underneath the RSS feed, and you can just type in Quentin, and all five episodes will pop up. You can listen to those one right after the other.
Nice.
That'll explain to you the many reasons why I'm not a Quentin Tarantino fan. I'm a big fan of, like, you know, his earlier stuff, like the Reservoir Dogs movie, but after that, he's a piece of shit. I haven't even seen... I own Kill Bill Volumes 1 and 2, and I have...
Those are terrible.
I haven't opened them. I've actually only seen the anime reels from both of those, and they're probably way better than the entire movie by itself.
Yeah, I don't like Kill Bills.
I don't like Quentin Tarantino at all. I think he's fucking overrated, and again, go back and listen. You'll hear my hatred for him. Although I do want to go see Inglourious Basterds. That's something that I have downloaded and I haven't.
Yeah.
Something that I own. I said download. God damn it. I'm not going to edit any of this.
We ready to wrap this up?
Yeah, I think we're ready. But what do you think about the Dusk Till Dawn series?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, it's good. It only got like maybe 3.5, 3.25 stars on Netflix, but I think it's great. It's like a prequel.
For anybody that's listening and has done a sweep of all these, Houdini is playing on History Channel tonight, which is labored. By the time this comes out, it'll already have played, but if History Channel repeats itself, get it? Yeah. It will play Houdini again. It's a 4-hour series. I love everything magic. I love everything Houdini.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. Go check that out. So, I think, as far as the TV stuff is concerned, I just want to mention one show that I picked up again. Continuum and The League.
Are those both Hulu?
Netflix has Continuum. I don't know. Netflix does have The League, but not the latest series, the season.
Yeah.
They're going into their new season. I believe it's the 6th season. Fucking one of the funniest shows I've ever seen. It revolves around fantasy football, but you don't have to know anything about sports for it to be funny.
All right.
That being said, I want to thank the new listeners, Bobby, Ricky, Taylor, Tommy, Ricky, Bobby, and Brian, for listening. I want to thank Ryan for coming back and doing a show.
Yeah, sure, man.
I hope it was fun.
It was good.
And apparently, according to this card, Jesus is the answer.
That is weird.
I wonder what the question is.
The question is everything, man.
If Jesus is the answer, what is the question?
She has that real big on the side of her car. That's weird.
Yeah. All right.
Let's bring it up for you.
Hit me up on Twitter. My personal one is @analysis49. For all things music, we're just going to skip over that. Go to... A lot of big things are happening on the music side of things for 489entertainment.com. Do that. The number is 489, the word entertainment.com for all things music. You can hit us up @FenPromos and facebook.com/FENEntertainment. I want to thank our sponsors for this show. I'm not too sure who that is just yet. As a matter of fact, I do know who it is. Rookie Sports Bar and Grill and Rocket Sports Entertainment, our sister company in Tampa. If you guys are hip-hop fans, I will be covering Janice Landing, Method Man, and Redman on the 13th of September, I believe. Get your tickets now. They're going fast. I will be there. If you're a fan of the podcast, look for me in the photo pit. With me and my assistant Teresa. I want to say hi to her. Also working rookies. And you got anything to plug? Nothing?
No.
You good?
Cool. Yeah.
All right. That's it. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of the world-renowned, world-famous A Week Late podcast. I will catch you a week ago. Cheers. We'll be right back.
inside Rookies. For awesome wings, burgers, sandwiches, and boom boom shrimp, Rookies has great legs. Every Monday, Rookies has all-you-can-eat crab legs for $25.95. Catch the games on plasma TVs and jumbo screens with speakers at each table. Free Wi-Fi, arcade for the kids, and karaoke Fridays. And now, every Monday, Rookies has all-you-can-eat crab legs for $25.95. Like them on Facebook to see what live bands are playing this weekend at Rookies Sports Bar in two locations. On Anderson Snow Road, just off Spring Hill Drive, and now on US 19 in Spring Hill, across from Best Buy.